Welcome to Mindfulness for Sales Professionals. I'm Joy Raines.
And I'm Bill Raines.
And we're here to help you increase sales the mindful way.
Let's get started. Today we're talking about listening, specifically tools for listening.
Aha, very good.
So what's your thought on that, Joy?
Last episode, we were talking about the challenges of listening. So this episode, let's talk about tools that can help people listen. Why don't we start off with reflective listening skills?
So today, we'll use reflective listening as our discussion point.
Excellent. And I think you just used reflective listening right there, which is basically taking what I said and paraphrasing it back to me.
You caught me.
I did. Now, what reflective listening does in a sales situation is let your customer know, I understand what you're saying and I hear you. And it can also build a bridge to a customer who has an objection. So to give you an example of this, Bill, let's say you're the customer and I'm trying to get an appointment with you. Why don't you throw an objection at me?
My calendar is booked all week. I really don't have time.
Okay, so what I'm going to do now is reflect back to you what you just said in different words. So I'll say, oh, it sounds like you've got a full plate with a lot going on.
That's right. You heard me.
Right. So what happened here is I heard your objection and I let you know I heard it. And you went from a place of saying, no, my calendar is full, to a place of agreement. Yes, I am very busy. And any time your customer says yes, even if it's about an objection, that's a good thing. A yes state of mind is the first step to begin the process of discovering customer needs and solving customer problems.
So that's the tool in the toolbox to start using reflective listening.
Exactly. And in addition to reflective listening, it's important to mix it up with other listening skills, such as open-ended questions and minimal encouragers that encourage your customer to talk more.
I see.
Exactly. And one of my favorite types of minimal encouragers, too, is to pick up on the last word of what your customer says and say it with a little question mark in your voice. So let's say you're the customer and you have a statement that you make, and I'll show you what I mean by using this minimal encourager.
In the next 3 weeks, we'll be moving to a new office.
A new office?
That's correct.
So see, what happens is just picking up on the last few words with a question mark encourages your customer to talk more. So practice your listening skills with your friends and your family. They will love you for it.
Once you start it, it's an easy process. It just paraphrasing back what friends and family are saying, and they'll really appreciate that, I think.
So, if you like our podcast,
tell your friends and subscribe.
And stay tuned for the meditation coming up next. Please don't listen to it while you're driving or doing anything else requiring your full attention. This meditation is designed to help train your mind to focus, to help you ultimately focus on your customers. And the meditation uses a process of counting with each breath. So the way it works is as you inhale, count one silently to yourself, and then count one silently as you exhale. For the next breath in, count two silently, and count two as you exhale. And continue this counting process until you get to 10. And then each time you get to 10, just start again at 1. Or if you lose your place along the way, simply start again at 1 without judgment, without internal comment. So I'll take you through the beginning of this exercise. And if you'd like, you can continue on your own when the episode is over. So to start, take a comfortable seat with your head and your neck aligned with your spinal column. And without changing the position of your head or your neck, gently lower your eyelids to a soft gaze or a full close. And just notice that you're breathing for a moment. You may want to notice the coolness of the air as you breathe in, and its warmth as you breathe out. Or you may want to notice your chest rising and falling with each inhale and exhale. And now we'll begin a process of counting with each breath. So as you breathe in, count one silently to yourself. And as you breathe out, count one silently to yourself. And with the next inhale, silently count two. And count two with the next exhale. And then three. And three. And as this episode ends, if you'd like, you can continue with this practice of counting silently with each breath until you get to 10, and then starting again at 1. Or if you lose your place, simply starting again at 1. And know that any time throughout the day you can pause and count your breath, even if it's just 1 or 2 breaths, as a way to bring your awareness and your focus into the present moment.